With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Israel pounding targets all across Iran, dropping bombs in the country's ballistic missile sites. It is now day number three of the attack, all part of a military campaign that included the killing of the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Now, other senior Iranian leaders have also been taken out. Meanwhile, we've learned now the deaths of three members of the United States military. Several others have been wounded.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more.
A White House official says Iran is suggesting it's open to talks. President Trump says he's eventually willing.
At least three U.S. service members killed and others injured, according to U.S. officials. President Trump with a fresh warning to Iran as they retaliate for the killing of their supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Trump writing on social media, they better not. We will hit them with a force that has never been seen before. But Iran striking Israel with deadly force and bombing several other Mideast countries. Israel striking back. Meanwhile, Iran's new potential leadership suggesting it's open for talks with the U.S. That's according to a senior White House official speaking on condition of anonymity, saying Trump is also eventually willing to talk. But for now, the military operation continues unabated. I'm Julie Walker.
And that action forcing a number of countries to halt flights across the Middle East, thousands of travelers stranded. In Pakistan, authorities say 22 people are dead, more than 100 wounded in clashes with police Sunday when protesters tried to storm the U.S. consulate in Karachi. This is SRN News. The Department of War has fired a school teacher.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has several schools, including Mildred B. Poole Elementary. A substitute teacher who used to work there has been fired after pronouncing himself a, quote, transgender wolf and wearing a tail and a collar in class. Parents complained, and some children at the elementary school said they were afraid of the teacher. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the man has been banned from the base. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. That's the conclusion of a report by a UN fact-finding team just returning from that African nation. Now, it concludes the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says data proves President Trump's economic policies are working.
If you look at median family income, people in the middle, in Trump's first year in office, it was up $2,400 last year. That's after inflation. That's a pretty nice gain. And then you add to that the $1,600 people are saving on their taxes. You're talking about a $3,000 or $4,000 increase in their ability to buy things.
It's still winter, of course, in Minnesota, but spring was in the air for those lining up at Dairy Queen Sunday in the small community of Moorhead. Regardless of the cold weather, they turned out at the Dairy Queen, the heritage store that has been operating for 77 years and offers treats found almost nowhere else. People bundled up in coats and hats and gloves in freezing weather for ice cream treats. More details, srnnews.com.